Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
No word yet on whether Thursday's Senate Judiciary Committee vote on Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh will be postponed. Let's bring in Steve Roberts, political analyst, to talk a little bit about what's going on with Kavanaugh after that confirmation process has been complicated a bit by a woman's new claim of sexual misconduct. Steve, where do you see this all heading within the next few days?
Well, it's murky. I think up until now, Kavanaugh has been heading for fairly easy confirmation. I mean, virtually all the Democrats would vote against him, but there were no known Republican defections, and it was going to be a close vote. But nothing had emerged in the hearings that really could galvanize the opposition, crystallize the opposition. Now you have this accusation by a woman who said back in high school that Kavanaugh attacked her physically. And look, my first reaction to this was, high school? Really? I mean, isn't there a statute of limitations on bad behavior? But in this era of Me Too, this can't be dismissed. And you add to the fact that you have fall elections where the women's vote is going to be absolutely critical. And Republicans and the White House are being very cautious here. You know, one of the key factors is this president, who normally would have been tweeting and denouncing this woman and talking about witch hunts, and yet you haven't heard a word from him. And the reason is because his political advisors are saying, shut up. We cannot afford entering this fall campaign to alienate female voters who are already leaning against us. So the dynamic is very much complicated by the fall elections here.
Steve, if Merrick Garland had been accused of sexual assault 35 years ago, what would have happened?
It's hard to say. I think the implication of your question that the atmosphere in Washington is so polarized that people are taking these partisan positions, I think is a fair implication. I think if it had been reversed, and again, I'm just speculating here, Democrats would have defended Merrick Garland and Republicans would be attacking him. And now you have Republicans defending Kavanaugh and Democrats attacking him. And that's just a reflection of the fact that the atmosphere in Washington is so poisonous and so polarized that people don't act on principle. They act on partisanship.
It seems to me that there's a few options here. You can continue to move forward on this Thursday and proceed like you had been planning on doing in the weeks prior. You could postpone for who knows how long, or you could drop Kavanaugh entirely. Which of those three do you see happening?
I think there's going to be a middle ground here. I think it's going to be hard for Republicans to push this through on Thursday as they had planned. You already have Senator Jeff Flake, a Republican member of the Judiciary Committee, saying slow down. The Republicans only have a one-vote margin on the Judiciary Committee. If Flake were to vote not to advance the Kavanaugh nomination, he could be stalled. So they got to be careful. Also, they got to be very worried about two Republican women senators, Collins of Maine and Murkowski of Alaska, who are both pro-choice on abortion. Both of them have never announced that they were definitely voting for Kavanaugh. You do not want to alienate them. On the other hand, I don't see the White House abandoning Kavanaugh, at least right now. That Trump has got a great deal invested in him. So I think the middle ground where they're going to try to be respectful of these charges and have a hearing and postpone the vote. But Republicans are very leery here because, let's remember, if in the fall, if the Kavanaugh nomination is stalled and he is not voted on this fall, and the Democrats were somehow to take control of the Senate in the fall elections, that would change the entire dynamic in terms of Supreme Court nominations. So Republicans are very, very anxious to get Kavanaugh on the bench this fall. They're going to do everything possible to make that happen. But they have to be afraid. They have to be cautious, given the political risks here, particularly, as I say, in terms of alienating swing female voters who are going to decide a lot of these House elections in suburbs around the country.
In the end, do you think the Kavanaugh nomination goes through or not?
Yes, I do, because at least given what we know now, because I think in the end, a lot of people will say this was a youthful episode, even if the witness is believable. Do we really all want to be judged in our mid-50s by behavior when we were teenagers? And I think a sense of fairness to Judge Kavanaugh will prevail here. But it's a very fluid situation, and as I said, made much more uncertain by two factors. The rise of the Me Too movement. You know, this happened a year ago. I don't think there'd be any question that Kavanaugh would come in. But last year, it seemed so many powerful men. Just recently, the head of CBS forced out just last week. So many powerful men accused and forced to leave office as a result of these charges. It's a different environment. And then you add to that Republicans' concerns about female voters in the fall election. It just changes the basic dynamics.
All right, Steve, we thank you for the time. As always, that's political analyst Steve Roberts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.